I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I am here with the super millennial, David Barreto, giving us the millennial perspective. Dave, why are you sitting on my lap?
We're kind of close, aren't we?
We're usually not sitting right next to each other. I broke my computer, so we're using one computer to do this, right?
Yep.
We started out like this, though.
Remember the old days? This feels very familiar.
It's been years. We haven't been in the same room or same area to record, but this is kind of cool. So this week, our topic is embrace failure. And on the weekend edition of the Stress Mastery Podcast, host Mark Middlestead kicked it off with the fear of failure. Yesterday's Monday with the Super Millennial, David talked on why do we avoid accepting success. Today's Health Huddles, we're going to talk on the practice of the process. On Meeting of the Minds this week, we will do a session on offloading. And in Connection Thursday, we're going to talk on the power of the heart. And Friday's book study, we will continue the Book of Joy by the Archbishop Desmond Tutu and that little fellow called the Dalai Lama. So, my friend, you got anything before we kick off? Don't we have some meetings coming up and things? What's happening?
Yeah, we do have the Class 3 coming up next week. I'm going to put the date and the time in the community. It has been set, so you will see the event invite just like normal. Go ahead and RSVP. You'll get updates, everything, when we start putting out some new stuff. But that is going to be set right before the holidays, so we can get that in.
All right, sounds good. Let's kick this thing off. So this week, our topic is embrace failure. In today's Health Huddles, we're going to have a discussion on the process. Process is defined as a series of actions which are carried out in order to achieve a particular result. In today's Health Huddles, we're going to focus on the process of attaining long-term health. Now, we can use the process in everything. It's a practice that we'll talk about. You can use the process in business, the process in your finances, the process in building your spiritual practices. But today, we're going to focus on health. And before we get into the process, let's discuss failure. Since this week we're talking on the embracing failure, failure is a lack of success in achieving something that you truly desire. When it comes to health, most people desire good habits of eating and exercise. People desire to have their version or perception of what they would call a perfect body. People desire to be energetic, to feel good. Some people desire to rid themselves of bad habits, such as smoking or too much alcohol or sugar consumption. And if you agree with this, David, most people have tried to change something to do with their health and failed. And to make matters worse, some have actually succeeded, such as losing weight or they stop smoking, they stop drinking, only to fall back or what's called a snapback in their old behaviors, resulting in failure. And this is what creates the fear of failure. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, 100%. I think the part that you said at the end, getting that little bit of success and then failing, to me, that was worse than not even getting there. That held me back even more.
It happens to a lot of people. Now, the fear of failure is very strong within the health life category. Mm-hmm. Would you agree as you're working with more and more people and from the clinics, there's a huge fear there?
Yeah, for sure. And that's why I think right the time where we're at now, people are making that New Year's resolution. I don't think of a lot of business or things like that. Most people go straight to the health aspect.
Absolutely. And so when we look at this fear of failure, it actually produces emotional and behavioral symptoms. So the first thing that comes out of the fear of failure, number one, is anxiety. See, when approaching a health situation, many people become anxious that they can't give up the foods they love, these comfort foods. And these are comfort foods are important because these are their go-to when they become stressed. And this includes that red wine everybody thinks so healthy for them at night. So I'm just going to put that in there. And when this anxiety comes around that they can't do something, they will avoid it. It's a fear of failing. Also, I see the same anxiety that rises up when we talk on exercise. When exercise is proposed for one's health, they fear that they either cannot commit. You talked about it on the time thing, right? Mm-hmm. Or they fear that they cannot physically do it. And this creates the time excuse, the age excuse, the bad back excuse. And these things, this is the first thing that I see what comes into fear of failure is this anxiety when approaching a health situation or the attempt to get healthy or even thinking about it. What are your thoughts mm-hmm. on that?
Yeah, I think the commitment to it, I put a post in the community that talks about people not having enough time, but you need to make the time. And I think that's where a lot of people don't want to commit to making the time and they make excuses versus that, because I did it for a long time.
This anxiety leads you to number two, which is avoidance. Mm-hmm. And this is the fear energy that creates the behavior of procrastination. So that when stuck in a fear of failure, one will avoid taking action. Mm-hmm. Now, they'll also avoid all discussions about health. Many times this avoidance can be devastating. They can create a devastating effect on their health because they won't go to the doctor. They'll put their head in the sand. They'll ignore it. Or, you know, they'll just absolutely avoid it at all costs. Can't even talk to them about eating properly or giving something up because they will go into automatic defend and attack.
Yeah.
Agree?
Mm-hmm.
And then number three, the fear of failure creates anxiety, avoidance, and this ultimately ends in feeling helpless. They begin to feel powerless over their health. And in this state, many people become depressed and literally give up any chance of becoming healthy. And this locks one into that apathy state. In this state, the ego keeps the individual in the swinging pendulum of the red zone energies. Starts at the 50 apathy where I can't, they feel powerless. Swings them up to the 150 anger where they have resentment, and then they move into the righteousness of it's not their fault in 175 pride, and eventually they swing back down to 30 guilt and back into 50 apathy. They basically get stuck in their fear of failure, and what happens is they never get out of that restriction state. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's sad to see the railroad of complete opposite of like the pendulum. Somebody would be doing so well, and then a year later, you look at them like, who are you? You know, you were doing all these things, and they fell off once, and kind of just it went faster the other way than it was going the other.
And so that's what we want. We want to talk about the process of mastering our health. And we're talking about this process, right? This practice of process. And this actually begins with a hard look at your current state of being. What is your predominant energy? And you have to take a look at your current, you got to be honest with yourself. Take a look at your current habits, behaviors, and your current state of health. The human being is hardwired for behavior. This behavior is dictated by the programs held in the cage mind's subconscious. And this drives 95% of what you do each and every day. So when it comes to health, the programming determines your behavior, your current habits of what you do or will not do. And this programming sets your perception. This is what you believe about health. And this programming sets your thoughts and mind and the body. When we look at the human being, every human being has their state set through the operation and function of the human construct. The body supports the mind. This means negative thoughts are supported by the body, which goes into a negative state, which shuts down the process of health.
Mm-hmm.
Did that make sense? Everything good there?
Yeah.
So let's talk about the body's process of health. The human being is built for survival. When one is stuck in what is called the restriction state, they are stuck with the base energy of fear. In this state, they are stressed out. The body shuts down the process of health and activates the process of survival in fight or flight. Now, in this state, the stress loop of the human construct is set. And this keeps the heart in supporting the mind. And what happens in this state, we get cut off from the gut brain. And the body begins to lose its hormone connection to well-being and health. The body in this state of restriction cannot burn fat, cannot properly digest, cannot repair. And this all takes place when we're stuck in stress, in anxiety, in anger, in depression. These are all a state of restriction. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, the process of health is all about moving the body from this state of restriction with the base energy of fear into the state of expansion. And this base energy is courage, the green zone energies. For those that are listening to this the first time, we use Dr. Hawkins' map of consciousness for all our teachings of the red zone energies and the green zone energies. And you can get these, a copy of these, at our website at...
Yep. You go to livingrightwithbillcourtwright.com and click books and courses, and they have a real energies document with the updated energies.
Yes, you definitely want to get this because you have to understand these states. There's the restriction state, which is the red zone energies, and the expansion state, which is the green zone. And it's the expansion state, this is very important, that keeps us connected to the creation mind and the heart. This week, we're discussing how to embrace failure. And this is done through the process of connecting to the heart. And I'm going to be discussing the creation mind and the heart all week. Especially, I will get deep into this on Connection Thursday. For today's Health Huddles, it's imperative you understand you cannot be or become healthy if you do not connect to the heart and the creation mind. It is actually physiologically impossible. So let me explain this a little bit. The heart is a brain that communicates to the head and sets the state of the body. Mm-hmm. You understand, correct?
Yep.
If the heart communicates fear, the body will be stressed out and your health will suffer. If the heart communicates love, joy, peace, courage, gratitude, the body will be in a health connection. This health connection is when the three brains are working in unison. Head brain, here's where the parasympathetic nervous system green zone is activated. This allows the vagus nerve to connect the heart brain. And this takes place when we slow down. In this state, in this connection, this allows health hormone communication. And this connects the head brain, heart brain to the gut brain. And it's in this connection is when we burn fat, we have perfect digestion, and the body can repair itself in stasis in a state of health. Now, you're understanding this, right?
Yeah.
As I go into this. Mm-hmm. Now, the state of health is the expansion state we just talked about. This is achieved through the heart and the creation mind. And it is here where we execute what I call the process. So let's discuss the creation mind and the heart and how this is the connection to the process and the only connection to health. When we are stressed out in a state of judgment and reaction, remember, there's only two states the body can be in. We are either in event, judgment and reaction, or we are in event awareness and response. There's only two. Now, when we are in judgment and reaction, the heart's job is to support the body to what is being held in mind. In this state of judgment, the ego has taken control of the cage mind's conscious mind. The thoughts and stories in mind are either trapped in the past where you have resentment. Here the energy is set in anger, frustration. And the heart pushes the body to defend and attack. Or thoughts in mind can create stories of regret and guilt. And the heart pushes the body into depression and the apathy state of guilt and can't. Or the thoughts and stories of the mind are about worry and doubt and anxiety, and you feel stressed out about the future. Here, the heart pushes the body into a fight or flight state to run away or fight, or a freeze state in procrastination. So in this process, you are in a stress state, and this is what we call the red zone. When you're in the red zone, the gut brain is deactivated as the stress loop of the heart and head are connected. Now, what happens when we are connected in stress? The body's in survival and it shuts down the vagus nerve connection. So now the gut brain cannot be activated and the body cannot digest properly, cannot repair, it cannot burn fat for fuel, nor sleep properly. And the body is driven into what's called a catabolic state, a state of breakdown. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts. Do you have anything you want to add to that? Did I miss anything?
No, I think the understanding that this is a lot of people's normal, you know, or what they perceive as normal.
Yes. It's their habitual state of being. Their habitual state of being is stress. In fact, the moment they start working in stress mastery and they name their ego, and the first time they see their ego and they slow down, they're shocked.
Yeah. People, I pulled over in the middle of the night.
Yeah, there's not one person, I don't care what level of life you're in, that is not shocked by that, because they think this frustration, this anger, this regret, this guilt, this fear, this anxiety is normal. It's not. Mm-hmm. Now, when we connect to the creation mind, this is the heart. The cage mind is the head. That's where the subconscious and conscious mind is held. That's where the ego lives. But the heart, the creation mind, when we connect, it has a profound shift on our health. Number one, it'll have a shift in neurology. The nervous system will move into the green zone, the parasympathetic nervous system, and this actually activates the cortex part of the brain. Here is where you can respond versus react. Here is where you connect to ideas. Here is where you can go into expansion and growth. So number one, the profound shift is neurology. Number two is biochemical. The heart connection creates gut-brain connection. This creates a positive neurohormone connection of serotonin. This hormone connects with the neurotransmitters in the head brain, and you feel good, and this is what brings down cravings, and this is what drives you to positive behavior. Number three, when you have connection to the heart, you have a biophysical connection. This heart connection. Here, the body actually relaxes and releases its tension. When this happens, the metabolism rises. You start to burn fat for fuel. All cravings go away. And the body now naturally can build and repair muscle. And body fat is released. And number four, which most people don't know, is when we connect to the heart is magnetic. It literally can, it's been measured that its energy measures 8 feet out from the individual. That's the energy you feel when you feel people. It's coming from the heart. Right, we're really close. You feel it, right? Well, when you have heart connection, you have number four, an energetic connection. The heart connection creates and activates the real, what we call real energy. This is the acupuncture system. And I will discuss this in detail on Thursday.
This is something that I became aware of actually pre-contest, remember? I came up to you, I said, yes. I don't know what it is about you, right? But not only being around you was, it felt good, just, you know, in the same room and talking and stuff, but you can literally almost see it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't explain it, but I said, your energy is just, I don't know.
Yeah, it rose. I talked a little bit about those profound shifts mm-hmm. in those meditations I was going through. My energy changed. I know it. Yeah. And it's still staying with me. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing change. I'll talk about that on Thursday. I'll really get into it because it's so important to understand the power of the heart and a creation mind. Now, the process for health is this series process, remember, is a practice. It's a series of actions and behaviors. And for health, it's a series of actions and behaviors that create well-being. This is a healthy body, a calm and focused mind, and an expansive life experience. Now, the process for health and well-being cannot be forced through the cage mind, people. It can't be forced. And this is what restrictive dieting is, or punishing the body with exercise or surgery or pills. You can't force change. And if you don't know that by now, well, you're going to continue to fail. You can't force it because the body is built for survival. You're not going to force the body to change. The process for health and well-being must connect the cage mind head. Here's where you build the plan to the heart creation mind, and the heart is the important part because we change through the heart, people, not our head. If we change through the head, then we could read a book and change. Mm-hmm. You don't change. You change through experience and action. That's through the heart. And the heart is activated for health through one, our imagination, our ability to visualize. I visualized my contest, what I was going to look like, almost identical. I wish my chest would have been a little bit better, but I'll work on that next time. And then number two, it's connection to the superconscious mind. The superconscious mind is the connection to the universe. Here is where this connection is what allows you to live out the 250 neutrality energy. That 250 neutrality energy is everything when we talk about the process. Because this is where you can be flexible with the plan and explorative. And you're focused on your actions and behavior. And number three, the heart creation mind, the heart is connected through purpose. Wow, this is important. For you new listeners, there are 10 archetypes of purpose that we teach through Stress Mastery. And this is very important to know when it comes to health. See, each of the 10 archetypes of purpose reacts and responds to life, to conflict, to stress differently. We cannot stop conflict or stress. We can master it. We can't stop it. And you have to be aware of your pendulum swing. Because if you're aware of the pendulum swing, which swings into the red zone, and you're aware of it, guess what? You deactivate the red zone back into the green zone. So purpose is important. And number four is faith. Faith comes through the heart. It is faith that allows the process. If you are stuck in the head, you'll be influenced by perception and expectation. And this will lead you to sabotage the process. Faith is the process state where you focus on the action, not the result. And number five, this connection is done through gratitude. On Thursday's Connection Thursday, I'm going to discuss this very deep. Because it's this one tool is the easiest tool that anybody can use to connect to the heart immediately. So the process is a series of actions and behaviors. It's the connection of the cage mind with proper plan, goals, and focus. And it's you having conscious mind control. And it's this connection to the creation mind, the superconscious faith that creates the head, heart, hand connect of the mastermind. This creates integrity of behavior and actions. This is how you move outside your comfort zone and do the things that you don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to jump in here, Dave, to the steps of the process of what I call the practice of the process. What does it take to get into this? Because people are asking me, how did you do that bodybuilding show? How did you get in that shape at age 60? How did you do this? Because I executed the process. Yeah. And you saw it. So you actually, it's motivated you because you're now executing the process. And I will tell you this, David, if you execute this, you can't fail. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. I'm telling everybody, listen to me. Those words are truth. So number one, the number one step of the process is the higher goal setting. You have to do higher goal setting process of identity-based goals. You have to understand what we're teaching there is the wants. You got to get those wants out. And you got to connect into the desire. And you've got to move it into intention. These are the three processes of higher goal setting process. We must have a solid plan. This solid plan is what sets the cage mind, the head, to the creation mind, the heart. And this is what starts to create change. All change comes through the heart. So a plan for health and well-being, the process would be, what is the right diet for you? What is your stress responder? Do you need a reset? What is a proper exercise for your body and your stage that you're in now? What supplements, medications, what's the right doctor for you? What testing do you need? What labs, VO2 max, or even our wellness survey? And I'll have David talk about that at the end. See, to live in well-being, remember, well-being is that healthy body, calm, focused mind, and it's positive life experience. This is you moving into flow. And there are five elements to health. One is water. Two is the right diet and supplements. Three is the right proper exercise. Four is the refeed day, understanding how that works works within the stasis of the body. And five is personal development. We must move from stage three socialized mind into stage four self-authoring mind. And this is where we talk about the Green Focus Power Hour. So number one, if we're talking about number one step of the process, has to be, this is all done through higher goal setting process. Everything we do through higher goal setting. You have anything you want to add?
Yeah, and the big one that I do want to emphasize for is the personal development, because that I think has been the key for me, you know, going through my own process right now.
And that's number two. So when we talk about the process, number two is setting the new identity. Mm-hmm. This is done through the higher goal setting process by setting identity-based goals. But to set the new identity is the practice of visualization. And this is done daily in Stress Mastery in the Green Focus Power Hour, step five of Stress Mastery. And it's also done every night using the eight technique, the allowing technique for effective mind connection. So setting the identity is a very important part of the process as it connects the law of mind. The head, what you think you create. The heart, what you feel you attract. The hand, what you imagine you become. The human being is hardwired for behavior, and this behavior is dictated by what is held in mind. 95% of your behavior is going to come from that programming. So that's number two. You're absolutely right. That's a personal development. You've got to have personal development because you got to reset your identity. Number three. The number three process for health is developing your metrics. How will you measure if your plan is working? How do you know if your plan is on point and working? You need several important metrics to do this. Now, I'm going to get more into this next couple weeks too as we go towards the end of the year, but this is what you all want for Christmas. You want a scale that measures body fat, and I suggest getting an in-body test. You didn't know we just bought a new scale, do you?
No.
Bought it for you. It's already ordered.
I'm excited.
It's already ordered. So the in-body test is very important. You can get it in your gym or your doctor's office, right? So you need to know as a metric, your scale. Number two, you got to know your HRV. I will tell you this, and you're going to hear it really deep on Thursday. HRV is heart rate variability. This is the measurement of mind, head, and heart. It's the most important metric for the process. It's going to tell you how your state of being is. A low HRV is telling you you are stuck in stress. You are stressed out. That HRV, when David was talking about my energy change, my baseline HRV is 52. While he was talking about that, while I was going through that, I was hitting hundreds. Mm-hmm. That's a shift in energy, everything you do.
And that was something I actually, every morning when I saw you, I said, what was your HRV today?
Yes.
And it was very interesting to see.
The and process. Now it dropped right after the show because my body was resetting and now it's back up again. So it's an amazing metric to watch. In fact, it was so low, I said, I can't train. Remember? Mm-hmm. That is neutrality. That's the process.
When people say, listen to your body, people don't know, but when you look at those numbers,
you're listening to your body.
Listen to your body.
So you also need the metric of sleep. You need to measure sleep and deep sleep and REM sleep. Now, both the HRV and the sleep can be really done through the Oura Ring, through the Whoop bracelet, through Elite HRV, which is an app which you can do things. You need to work at this. If you're going to really, we talked about the process, the practice, you want to know how it's done, you've got to have feedback.
It's a lot of gift ideas.
Yes, a lot of gifts. Number four, macro data. Mm-hmm. This is every bite of food you have, carbohydrates, proteins, and fats, according to what your body needs. I use the Lose It app. I think it's still the best thing. Fitness Pal is good. And Lose It's very good. Now, you can set all your data and metrics to connect through this. You want to use Apple Health or whatever you want to use, whatever on the Android, mm-hmm. to connect all your data. You need metrics if you're going to do the process because you won't know your plan is working otherwise.
Yeah.
You can't just use one metric. And so you have to use more. Now, heart monitor. Heart rate monitor is essential, people. If you're going to work out without a heart rate monitor, you're wasting time because you don't know what you're doing with your body. You want to put your body in a state of well-being and health. You have to know what it's doing during exercise. Number six is a meditation metric. I use the Muse and there's other different devices to actually can measure your brain waves. And this is a trainer to help you calm the mind. It's a very good trainer. It works very well. And number seven, my last metric is journaling, creating streaks. You have to write down things every day. How did you feel? How did you sleep? What this happened? Did you miss meals? How did you feel? You've got to create this. This is how you master your health. So number four, let's talk about number four. The process for health is neutrality. It's accountability. It's getting a coach. You see, you can have the most perfect plan in the world, but it must be executed daily. This is done by taking proper actions and reviewing those metrics and making adjustments continuously. It's the ability to transition your phases too. You might have a reset phase. You got to transition into a lifestyle phase and you may transition. You always got to transition. The first thing I did after the contest was end that phase, goal accomplished, and set my metrics for my next transition, I'm going to do. Day one, exactly. So in Stress Mastery, you can do this through our Stress Mastery community, our wellness coaching. We're going to be talking a lot about that now in the Go Right lifestyle system and shift coaching. That's the big coaching of Stress Mastery. And number five, for you to execute the process, you have to allow and improve your process. Every day. You do it through allowing. You do it through the heart, which I'll talk about on Thursday, and faith. That's how it's done. This is all done. We're going to talk about tomorrow offloading. How do you offload? How do you do meetings? How do you offload? How do you get things out of your mind? And it's very important to do that too. But all of this is about connection to the heart. Because once you reach your goals, you must set the next goal and process, or you will snap back. The process and skills developed are critical if you truly desire to change any aspect of your life. Every single human being on the planet functions and operates the same. Every human being can create and change their health. Every one of you can, to well-being, body, mind, life experience. But know this. What differentiates one person from another is their programming, their habits, their behaviors. These are set in mind and designed to exist in stasis. They're designed to never change. And without executing the process, practicing the process, you cannot change through forcing things. You cannot change. It's impossible. Through executing the process, you literally become the change. Mm-hmm. Now, I know there's a lot of information in here, and I'm going to be breaking this information down a little bit this week, but understand there is no other way to change. What I'm telling you is what works for the Homo sapien. Your thoughts, David?
My big two takeaways, and this has been the biggest thing for me. I'm sure over the next few episodes, we'll end up talking about more process and where I'm at and things like that. But the faith part, you know, the goal that I'm trying to execute now going through the process, I have faith in myself. I have the knowing. So even days where I don't think I see progress, I know I am. My metrics are following. Everything I'm doing day in and day out is following the process. And that brings kind of like a peace of mind to me. You know, it allows me to go through even, on, like I said, step on the scale, nothing changes. Look in the mirror, nothing changes. But I know those are making changes as I continue. And that faith really changed my goals, right? Because I've always daydreamed about this goal, but it turned it into visualization and knowing. You know, when I see that person in my head, it's me. Before, the daydream was somebody I wish I could be. Now I know I will be that person when I finish and complete the process.
That's the difference of between being in the head in the cage mind and being in the heart and creation mind. It's what David is saying. That's the difference. When I was going through the contest, many things were telling me, you know, were setting off alarms in my head, but I knew that I was in right. I was in faith. I trust that God's given me the perfect plan. And this plan, when it needs to change, would always come to me. Okay, I need to adjust this here, adjust that there. And it really was shocking. I was one of the best conditioned athletes at this competition with 260 competitors, and I was one of the oldest. I was one of the three oldest people there. And so the reason I could do that, and it didn't matter what my age was, is I executed this process, like David said, in faith. I knew what I was doing was right. And when it was needed to be adjusted, I adjusted it. My metrics did not lie to me. If you don't have those metrics and you only have one, and if I would have only had the scale as a metric, I would have sabotaged this whole thing and nothing would have happened the way I wanted to have it happen. Because it couldn't. I couldn't reach my goal. This is why we're telling you this. This is what it takes. You want to get a good coach. Our coaches will take you through all this. This is what a coach does. A wellness coach takes you through this whole process. Not just the body, but also the mind. And then learning how to turn this into a life experience. Now, what's the purpose of the process? To create new skills. When you create new habits and skills, your next year's New Year's resolution isn't to lose weight, because you will never have to have that resolution again.
Yeah, agreed.
That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. Links are right below the show. As always, until next time, stay inspired.